This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we lift our hands this morning to the King of all kings and magnify His name forever? Let's go ahead and give Him thanks and praise. Exalt Him because no one is like Him. Wherever you're on the throne, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all adoration. Blessed be your name, mighty God. Blessed be your name, King of heaven. Celebrate your greatness. We are done. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have worshipped. Father, on this second day of the healing school, we ask that you glorify no other person but Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. Let every sick be healed. Every oppressed, be set free. Amen. Let the captives also be free. Amen. The oppressed be delivered. Amen. We vow to give every glory back to you, mighty God. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. You're welcome to the second day of the healing school. How many have said for God to touch their lives? In Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, and Luke 6, 17, the two are 17. The Bible said, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, it was what? He was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting, by which we are come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. While he was teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Most times people only wait when it's time for prayers. It's as he was teaching. While he was teaching, some people, even if you're teaching, they say, no, I'm waiting for that time, he will pray for us. While I'm teaching, miracles will be happening. So be very sensitive. Don't think that's only when we start praying. He said, while Jesus was teaching, in the same book, Luke chapter 6 and verse 17, and he came down with them and stood in the plain, the company of disciples and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and the sycophants of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They came to hear first. First thing was to hear the word of God. And after hearing, they got healed. So don't say, well, I will sleep when it's time for prayers. I open my eyes. They came to hear first. So they heard before they were healed. Most times your faith, please all of you in healing school, turn off your phones. If you're really serious for healing, your phone will not be on. They came to hear him. And while they heard, they got healed. As you hear God's word today, healing will take place in your life. Please be very sensitive to God's word. Because God's word has the power to transmit healing. Tell me, God is a good God. And healing is good. He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. And healing is a good thing. So he will not withhold it. Psalm 84 verse 11. He said, no good thing will he withhold. God will not withhold your healing till tomorrow because it will not be bigger tomorrow. Don't think that, oh God, if he doesn't heal me today, he will heal me tomorrow. No, God won't be bigger tomorrow. Whatever he will do it now. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. It's my wish that you don't remain sick. So it's not God's will. A leper came to Jesus. If it be your will, Jesus said, no, it's my will. Don't say if it be your will. It's my will to heal you. It's God. Don't ask, is it God's will to heal me? It is his will to heal you. It is what? His will to heal you. So don't ask the question, is it God's will? It is his will. He specializes in taking away sicknesses and diseases from people. He said, I will take away sickness away from the midst of thee. I will. Exodus 23:25. It is I may. He said, I will take it away. God never said, I may take it. He said, I will. So it started. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, that sickness will be taken away from your life. There is no impossible case with God. There's no sickness God cannot heal. He said, is anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:27. And he answered himself, there's nothing too hard for thee. In verse 17. There's no sickness that God cannot heal. There's no disease that God cannot heal. He said, is anything too hard for me? And then he answered himself, there's nothing too hard for thee. So there's no sickness? So there's no sickness that God cannot heal. There's no disease that God cannot handle. He said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. You've gone to doctors, they've told you this case is closed. There are cases that medically is impossible. The things. I was in London. We're in London. And then somebody said, sir, this is a disease. Medically is not curable. So I asked the doctor, they say, yes, there's no medical answer to this sickness. Sexually transmitted, not HIV. So people are still very healthy, they don't have anything. It's not curable medically. They help you, say whatever they call it. It's not medically curable. Those who have it, they just stay with it. When a young man at the airport, he whispered in my ear. Just between the aircraft, the small motor, he said, sir, this is my sickness. Because I've heard about the sickness in London, immediately my eyes opened and I said, that sickness dies in your body. You'll be free. So, he said, the things which are impossible with men. I don't know the sickness they've told you is medically impossible. Today in this healing school, the one who specializes in healing the impossible cases, we heal you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever medically they've told you is impossible. Forget this matter, you can't be healed. Today, the one who heals, Jehovah Rapha is his name. He will heal you in the name of Jesus. No matter how hopeless that sickness medically may look like, the healing power of God will touch where you are. Amen. The louder your amen you have it on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God is so powerful, there is a weapon that disarms every work of the devil, and sickness is an oppression of the devil. As 10:38. The word, the force that transmits healing of God is in his word. He said he sent his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. And it healed them. And delivered them. As I'm talking, somebody with a ringing sensation in your ear, you are healed. A ringing, when God speaks to one, he speaks to all. So if you hear me say there's someone, I'm not talking about one person. Everyone with that case. Someone with a ringing, you have your ear, ringing sensation, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Every ear problem is made whole in the name of Jesus. Even babies saying amen. So I don't know why if any adult would not say amen. God's word can create. You know why? All things we are made by him. The word. So if all things we are made, so the one who is the maker can have spare part for the body. Through? Let me give you this illustration. Even if you don't have a car, you can have the understanding. Just imagine somebody who has a car and then a part is broken down or spoiled. The manufacturers, do they have spare parts? They can buy spare parts? Who manufactured you? God. So if men in their wisdom knew that one day a car can break down and they made parts, so God has spare parts for your body. That is that the thief came to steal, but he came to replace what the thief came to steal. So every part that is removed or stolen from you by the devil shall be replaced now in the name of Jesus. He said, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. He said, I'm come. So whatever Satan stole from you, he said, for this book came the Son of God that might destroy the works of the devil. Every work of the devil over your life be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And whatever part has been damaged by the devil, I command a replacement in the name of Jesus. Receive new parts now in Jesus' name. If men in their wisdom can think of having new parts, then God has parts for your body. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Over and over we've seen where people say, so part of my body was removed. A young lady's tube was severed by medical doctors, not once, not twice. People have seen that severed, and then the thing will just grow back fresh. One of the testimonies they've not shared, I was watching Salvation TV, and I saw somebody who was in one of the satellite churches where they can't take testimonies, there are too many. Tooth was removed, extracted, then grew back. Not the one, dentist removed the entire tooth. In this meeting, and on Monday or Tuesday, a fresh one came. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In one of the satellite churches. They were just showing it on TV. Because the miracles are so many that they can't take. It's only headquarters. The satellite church, they can't take. There are too many. The one who replaced it is the one who I'm talking about. He created all this. All things were made by him, including your body. So he has new parts for your body. Now receive new parts in the name of Jesus. If men in their wisdom can think of having parts, then God in his wisdom has parts for your body. Receive new parts right now. As I'm speaking, I'm quickened by the Holy Spirit. Save the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. Right now, every dead organ be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Every organ that has died in you, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit quicken that part of your body. Whatever part in you that is dead, the same spirit that raised up that is in you, quicken your body in the name of Jesus. Bring that part of your body back to life. I command the kidneys to begin to come alive. Your heart to begin to come alive. Any valve damage to come alive. Fresh body in the name of Jesus. Fresh organs in the name of Jesus. Body skin perfect. In the name of Jesus. Any potent person, I command life in the name of Jesus. Every stroke victim, life in the name of Jesus. The word of God can restore life to every part of your body. It can pass through any situation to bring about the change. Hear this in Hebrews 4:12. I'll read the Message translation because the Message translation gives you the perfect and very powerful illustration. It said, God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel. Now, that, you know, when those who have done surgery, there's this thing like knife. Doctors will show you. He said, studio, you can show it. He said, God's word is like that knife. Studio, show that knife. This is the scalpel. Studio, yes, bring it. You see this thing? This is the scalpel. When they want to do surgery, that's what they use to tear the body. Fiam. Those of you who have gone through surgery. Now, they said, God's word is like this knife. So even if there's a tumor inside, it has power to go to that part and remove it without a scar. Now, let me ask a very funny question. He said, how will that do? The first surgeon happens to be God. It was the one that did the first surgery on Adam. He opened up Adam with no scar. No scar. No what? He opened him up. Did the first surgery. He gave him anesthetics. He slept without side effect. Medicine started with God. That's why no doctor can know more than him. Every doctor is called a physician. He is called a great physician. So no doctor can say, well, I don't believe in God. He's the first one with the surgery. First one to be an anesthetist. He opened him up. Gave anesthetics. And they gave Adam anesthetics and Adam slept. But in the world, even when they give, mistakenly, and they give overdose. But God, no overdose. Adam woke up. After the surgery, there was no scar. There was no what? Yesterday, I saw the woman who had a lump in her breast. Just did like this. He said, no lump. If it's human, they must open the place. No matter, there'll be small pain. No matter how they say, small pain will be there. Even before, after they will use drugs to say suppress the pain. But when God did it, just do it like this, no pain. Now, this day, all of you have one thing or the other that need a surgery. I decree in the name of Jesus, the surgical power of God's word going to your body now. Yes. Heal you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Heal you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Anything Jesus paid the price for, you're not supposed to go through it. The pierce is body, so your body will not be pierced. Are you hearing me? They pierced him. Blood and water came off. The reason is that you should not go through that. Everything is suffered. You're not permitted to suffer it. In case your body has been booked for one complicated surgery, as I'm talking now, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody with an eye problem, they're supposed to go through surgery, you are healed in the name of Jesus. That spine, you are also been corrected to surgery, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever we need a surgery, I decree the healing power of God to go through your body. It will pierce down in the name of Jesus. And that situation will be out of your body. That tumor is out. That growth is out. In the name of Jesus. He said we cut through. He said, God means what he says goes. His powerful word sharp as a surgeon's scalpel. Cutting through everything. Cutting through what? It cuts through everything, including your body. It will cut through. In Matthew 4:23-24, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue. Now, but look at it. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is the healing gospel. The gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. The gospel is not complete except healing is involved. He said Jesus went about Galilee preaching the gospel of what? The kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is the healing gospel. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people. They were taken with whatever diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had passed, and healed them. Now listen. If Jesus was to stand before you, just picture yourself that you were at the time of Jesus, and he comes before you and says to you, you are healed. Will you doubt? Will you doubt? You say, wow, you told me I'm healed. True? Am I talking? Now, you are not seeing him physically, but his word is him. The word I'm sharing is who? It's his word. So this time you don't see him, but your faith is what is needed to get healing. I guess they were taught on faith in church. Just believe that the word you're hearing is him speaking to you, not me. I'm not the one speaking to you, he's the one speaking to you. If you say by stripes, then he's the one talking. If you say himself took, he's the one. So if he says that to me, I take it, and that settles it. Now everybody that believes his word, you'll be healed on the spot. Somebody with mass in your tummy, in your womb, that mass is gone. In the name of Jesus, very palpable mass that you feel before is gone in the name of Jesus. In Matthew 9:35, Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Everywhere the gospel of the kingdom is preached, healing takes place. The one he said, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The next thing you hear, healing. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The next we hear what? Healing. And what I'm preaching is the gospel of the kingdom. And healing every sick. And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Everywhere gospel of kingdom is preached, healing takes place. That's why you know, as I'm preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, healing is taking place wherever you are. All over the world, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed. Somebody with a severe pain on your spine, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Now hear this and hear me well. God's word is his prescription for healthy living. Let me say this to all of us. Everybody will be healed, but when you're healed, to stay healed, keep reading the Bible. Keep reading what? Because it's not enough to just get healed. After you're healed, you need to stay healed, healthy. So keep reading the word. There's no other shortcut to it. Proverbs 4:20-22 is, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from the eyes, keep them in the midst of the heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So the way you take drug, every time you read the Bible, you're taking drug. Put it that way. You got it now? That keeps you healthy. Do you know why the Bible is so strong? Let me say this to you. Because it's healing school. Do you know sickness is darkness? Sickness is what? Because it's from the devil. When you sit with God's word, he said the entrance of his word giveth what? Light. So when you begin to eat God's word, the New Testament. When it comes to healing, the New Testament you read. By the time you start from Matthew, before you get to Mark, before you get to, just eat it. As the word is entering, darkness with the sickness casting in your body. You get to a point, it will just go away. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You just read with understanding, meditate. By the time you, the sickness can't stand, it can't stay. It can't. It will be looking for where to get out to just go off your body. Without anybody laying hands on you. Because they say the light shineth in the darkness. They can comprehend it. No. God's word is light. So when you just read, a time will come, darkness in your body can say, hey! It will just go away. And today, that disease will leave. Shout a better amen. Shout aloud, amen. Your heart, your kidneys, your liver, eyes, nose, mouth, intestines, bones, blood, name them, they will all be healed. It is held to every part of your body. You see, the price for your total health has been paid. You see, you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. You are not permitted to suffer what Jesus paid the price for. I command that sickness to leave. Yes. I command that disease to go. Yes. He said, I am the Lord that healed thee. He never said, I was the Lord. He said, I am. That means he's still the one. He's still the healing one. Exodus 15:26. He said, I am the Lord that healed thee. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes. By whose stripes you were healed. You are not going to get healed. He said you have been healed. So take your healing by faith. By what? Let me share this with you. I go to the shop and I buy something. Paid for it. Brought the receipt. And give it to you and say, go to so-so store with this receipt and collect what I paid for. Are you going there to pay again or you just go and collect? Jesus has paid for your healing. All you do is to what? That's what he said, by whose stripes you were. Your duty now is to collect your healing. How do you collect it? By faith. By what? Faith. So you are not going to get healed. He has paid for your healing already. So your duty is to receive what he has paid the price for. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And if you go there and anybody say, I'm not going to give you goods, you react. You say, with my receipt, you won't give me what they paid for. So if Satan is trying to sting your body, say, Satan, get out now. It means Jesus paid the price and you say, get out of my body with a reaction. And when he sees you react, he knows. The reaction is by faith. It's by what? Just imagine you go to the store and then the storekeeper or the store owner say, we're not giving you. He say, with my receipt, you won't give me. You will make trouble. Will you be laughing? You send them, you say, my friend, give my thing. They paid for it. That Jesus paid for your health. Any attempt for the enemy to keep you with sickness is illegal. It's what? You react. Say, Satan, I collect my health back. I collect my health back. Jesus paid a price. You are not permitted to keep me with any sickness. I reacted on my inside when I told you I saw Matthew 8:17. I said, Satan, if Jesus took it, you can't keep me with sickness. Get out of my body. Nobody prayed for me. I just reacted. I caught up. And that was the end. It is your reaction that determines how God will back you up with his own action. Somebody's free. Somebody's free. Somebody's free. Somebody's free. Say, so I believe God's word and I accept it by faith. Say it one more time. Yesterday you were in church when I said the centurion says, speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. The word I'm speaking now is his word. Is his what? It's his word. Stand on the integrity of his word. Now, let me say this to you. You know the scriptures, but I'm going to dissect them. I'm going to break them down for you so you can be true. All of them are healing scriptures, you know. Anybody who talks of healing knows all the scriptures. One is knowing the scriptures, two is understanding the scriptures. So I'm going to take my time, these scriptures, as I'm about to minister. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. That word surely means for sure. Means what? He had bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. We all know that one. That they dealt with him, pierced his hands with nails, blood was... For our it was bruised for what? Nobody doubts that, please. Nobody doubts that Jesus died for our sins. Anybody who doubt that? Everybody believe that he died for our sins? You are taking only one part of the gospel. If you believe he died for your sins, and you don't believe that he healed you, then you are only receiving a partial gospel. Now let me say this. There was no sickness until sin came. So if sin was forgiven, the consequence can't remain. Sickness came because of sin. And if Jesus paid the price for your sin, then sickness in your body is illegal. It's what? Because the price has been paid for your sins. And that is from where sickness came. And if sin has been forgiven, then sickness must go. Everywhere sin is forgiven, the next thing we hear is a forgiven iniquities, healed and disease. Anywhere in the Bible, once sin goes, healing takes place. Because the only thing that keeps sickness is sin. Is what? So sin cannot go and the consequence remain. Are you hearing me? It's a carried. A carried. He bore. By which side? This is what the Bible said. I want 4 to 5 sick people to come with diaries in their hands or anything. 4 to 5 sick people. Put the thing on your head. 5 is okay. 6 is okay. It's okay. The rest, wait, hold on. The rest. Listen, no noise. You must carry something on your head. Now. All of, come this way. We've got a camera. Come, all of you stand here. It's okay. This, just stop the desk number. Go back to your seats. I want to illustrate something. Not Bible. Nobody should bring Bible. Just use load. Load. Don't use Bible. I don't want to use the Bible. I don't want to use Bible. Now. Listen, this is what they are carrying. I don't know your sickness. I'm just giving illustration. Diabetes, name it, cancer, HIV. I don't say that's what they have, oh, please. Just any kind of sickness you can think of on them. This one said he has his own sickness. This one said, just you two, your own. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Any kind of disease. The young lady says she has her own. This one says he has his own. This one says he has his own. The small boy has. All of them with your own. You, some of you have up to 3, 4, 5. They told you have high blood pressure. They told you they have diabetes. You just all of them, you carry them. If you have more than one self, carry them on your head. If you, they told doctors, just carry them. I carry a mental picture of them. This is what Jesus did. He said he bore. He lifted, the word original was that he lifted it off you. That is what Jesus did. He looked at this man. And he said, my friend, I bore your sickness. And he did this to him. You don't, I will take it, don't remove your hand. He lifted it away from him. He said, young man, I take it from you. To himself. Do you understand now? He came to this one. He lifted the sickness from him. He came to her. He lifted the sickness from her. Even if there are 5, he lifted all. He took them away. He took them from their body to himself. Are you getting me? He came to this one. He said, whatever you have, cancer, whatever, I take it from you. He came to this one. He said, whatever you have, I take it from you. He came to this young boy, what's wrong with you? You have what? Brain surgery?
Brain tumor.
Brain tumor. That tumor lives now. I command every part of your brain replaced with new ones. The same thing it did for this one. Now, are they with any of those properties? So all their sicknesses, Jesus took. They can't have what he has taken. It's illegal for them to say they have. That means two things are happening. You are lying. The devil is lying. Jesus is true. So tell yourself, I can't have what he took. If he carried it, I can't have it. Simple faith. Simple what? Faith. That high blood pressure, he carried it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That, no, name the sickness, he carried it. You can't have it. Say, so I can't have it. I can't have it. I can't have it. I am the one holding them. That's why Jesus took all of them from you. So you cannot have what? It's not possible. If you say you have, then you are the one lying. Do you know when I was sick, I told myself, I said, I'm lying. Me, my body's what? I said, body, you're lying. Jesus can't say you have it. I said, get up. And I talked to my body. I told my body, shut up. You're lying. No hepatitis. Believe you, the moment I reacted, as I reacted, every symptom vanished. Less than 3 days. I was given up to die. I'm not talking about fever. I was given up to die. Medically. But just one word. You don't need plenty of scriptures. One scripture is enough. One word. I don't need to know all the scripture. Just one scripture. Matthew 8:17 was the only scripture that brought me out. Now I command every sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. Do you believe you don't have any of the diseases?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you don't have them anymore?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe? Just please, so that each one will know which one is his own. Do you believe you don't have them anymore?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you don't have them anymore?
Yes, sir.
Come, I have compassion for this small boy. Come. I command every path that tumor damage replaced with new one. There shall be no trace of such in your brain. In the name of Jesus. Child, be made whole. In Jesus' name. How are you? Open your eyes. What's your name?
Sean.
John.
Sean.
Sean. Okay. How do you spell it?
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N. Sean. Your presence must be very enlightening. You feel like sleeping? I'm holding you, won't sleep. You'll be fine. Tell your presence to take you back to your doctor, your neurosurgeon, and let him check your brain. There shall be no trace of it. In Jesus' name. Yes, school? Yes, school? Okay.
Yes.
You do very well now.
Amen.
From today, come out the best in your academics in Jesus' name. You're free. Don't go back. Just go back to your seat. Where's his diary? Give him his own diary. Where's your own? Satan is stupid. It's at the age of 5. All of you go back. Yeah, that sickness is no longer your body. Just take your... Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, in Matthew 8:17, the Bible declares, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Took is took. Took is what? I took their disease. So he took. He did what? I took their... So Jesus took that sickness. He took it. Say, you don't. Say, if he took it, I can't have it. 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 Let me say this to all of you who have health challenge. Just don't, most time, don't feed on too many scriptures. Just focus on one scripture. Long ago, I couldn't see well. I was using bad light to read. So I didn't know that it was affecting my eyes. All of a sudden, I went blank. When I pick any object, tiny Bible, I won't see. To read was a problem. So I knew then that I have two alternatives. Either to begin to wear, which is not wrong. There's no sin wearing glasses. Please don't sin. But I said, what? At this age? I was in my 30s then. I said, what is this? The Lord said, the Holy Ghost said to me, at 120, his eyes never greet him. So I sat with the word, and I sat 120, his eyes never grew dim. If Moses at 120, his eyes could see, Lord, bring my sight back. While I was meditating on that scripture, at 120, his eyes never grew dim. My eyes were like, pow! And I found myself, my eyes was restored. No prayer. Sit on one word. Sit on what? Just sit on one word. Roll it over and over. Roll it over and over. Roll it over and over. It will get to a point sickness can't stand that word. You don't need more than one scripture to be healed. Instead of cramming plenty in your head, just feed yourself with one. Just one word. As that word keeps rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling, it will get to a point sickness can't stay in your body. I didn't get plenty of scriptures. Matthew 8:17. Your own may be 1 Peter 2:24. That is healing school. It's what? We teach you. Yes, you will get healed here, but we also teach you to know what to do. So I hear. It said, by whose stripes we are healed. You are healed today. How many believe that for God forgave you all? We were doing healing school last year. And then I prepared to preach. Just at the point I want to preach, God says, stop. Use only Psalm 103 verse 3. That was the only scripture I used. Every miracles of all kinds. I prepared to come and preach. But he said, no, just use Psalm 103 verse 3. That day was so funny. I dropped my notes. And that scripture was very funny. He said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Do you believe he forgave you? Who heal? Anywhere you see forgiveness, healing is next thing you see. Anywhere. Go, thy sins are forgiven. Be made whole. Anywhere you see forgiveness, healing takes place. That if God has forgiven you, why will sickness remain? Says sickness, you are illegal. You must not occupy my body. I command you leave right now. In the name of Jesus. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. All, not some more. All. Somebody with arthritis is healed. Someone could not move your knee like this, you are healed. That disease is gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. That pain is gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard God clearly, cataract is gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. You shall be made whole. Amen. Today will be the revival. Who forgiveth all thy worth? If you know you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he wants to forgive you now. And then he will heal you. All those who want to be born again, lift your right hand where you are. Want to give your life to Jesus? How many of you gave your lives yesterday? How many of you gave your lives yesterday? Yesterday was altar call. Many of you made altar call. Let me wave your hand where you are. Even if you have stroke, once you do like this, your hand will move. Just try to wave it, take it up. When you want to take the names of today's people, to the ones of today, join them, they take your details. Now, how many of you want to give your life to, if forgive your iniquities, I want to pray for you to be forgiven, and then I pray for you to be healed. How many of you want God to forgive you? God bless you. If you can stand, stand. If you can stand, stand. Say with me, keep your hands down once you're standing. Say with me, Lord Jesus. In all centers, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died and rose from dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I declare you my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your precious sons and daughters. Write their names in the book of life. Set them free right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Keep standing. Those who gave your life yesterday, join them to stand. You gave your life yesterday, please join them to stand. If you gave your life yesterday, get up to stand with them. I want to pray for you. Those of you yesterday, stand up. You wave your hand now. Stand up with them. Now, everyone standing, they will give you a small paper. Please, those who are help, ushers and the rest, they will give you paper, fill your name, and then you come for foundation class tomorrow at 7 a.m. Please give them, then I'll pray for you. Now that sin is gone, sickness will what? I want to use somebody who... Mama, come. Mama, is they English? Come, let me use it for illustration. Come. Come, Mama, come. She uses walker. Okay, liver. Liver. Okay, you can use that. It doesn't matter if you can. Come. Let her come. Stand there. It's okay. It's okay. Stay there. Now, I saw you made altar call. You gave your life to Jesus just now. Did you see Jesus come down? But do you believe your sins are forgiven? Did you believe your sins are forgiven?
Yes.
You believed?
Yes.
What made you believe? Say faith. Faith.
I believe.
You believe that Jesus forgave you?
Yes.
All your sins. Open your eyes, Mama. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Don't close. All the sins you committed from childhood, you believe God forgave you?
Yes.
True?
Yes.
And you didn't see him come down. You just believed because I said so. True? From the word of God. Is that all of you? I'm talking to everybody. I'm not talking to Mama alone. You believe that God has forgiven you all your sins. Now listen. The same way you believe. The same way what? Mama, look at me. The same way you believe they forgave you, that's the same way he healed you of all your sicknesses. The same way you believe that you are forgiven, believe also you are healed. Look at Psalm 103. He said, he forgiveth all, not some, all thy iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases. All. How many? How many? How many?
All.
Everything doctors told you, your waist, your spine, name, all the things they told you. Listen, Mama. Everything they said to you, God has forgiven. He said he healed you of all. Do you believe? Do you believe?
Yes.
The same way he forgave you, do you believe? Yes. Do you believe?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Now, if Jesus was to stand before you and say, my daughter, get up and walk, what will you do? You go walk? Eh? Yeah, broken or did English? They had the two. If Jesus was to stand before you and look at you like this and say, my daughter, I've forgiven you, get up and walk, what will you do?
I go walk.
You go walk?
Yes.
Now walk. Look at me. Walk. If you say go walk, then walk. 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 I will leave you. You go walk. Eh? Is there a way? In a great woman, you follow her. The same thing is saying to all of you. He's saying to all everybody. He's saying to what? He forgave you all your sins and heal you of all your diseases. Do you believe? He forgave all. Not only her. Everybody he forgave, he removed. Now, so if you believe that sin is gone, do you believe also healing must take place? Everything called sickness in the name of Jesus leaves you right now. All diseases, no matter the names, rise to your feet. All. How many? 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 Said me, if he forgave me, then every sickness must go. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. No sickness is permitted to be on this body. I've been forgiven. I'm also healed. Now begin to declare your healing on your body in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, my body is not permitted to have any sickness on it. No disease is permitted to be on this body in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hand on that part of your body that you don't want any sickness. I take my authority in the greatest of all names. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, foul spirit of infirmity, Your disease in the body, I come against you. In the greatest of all names, at his name every knee must bow. Whatever has a name bows to the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, you foul spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of that body in the name of Jesus. Spirit of deafness and dumbness, spirit of blindness, in the name of Jesus, come out in Jesus' name. Command the blind eyes open in the name of Jesus. I command deaf ears open in the name of Jesus. I command every dumb tongue be loose and speak in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit behind infirmity to leave right now. In the name of Jesus. Foul spirit, get out of their bodies. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their ears. Come out of every organ. In the name of Jesus. I command every damaged part to replace with new body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. As an act of faith, begin to do what you cannot do. And begin to worship. And I'll switch over to the anointing. So whatever faith has not done, the anointing will do it. Everybody must be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody with quiet eyes healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody, as somebody's moving your head, you are healed in Jesus' name. Someone with severe pain in your buttocks, you are healed in the name of Jesus. A stroke victim is healed in Jesus' name. For some days, he couldn't take anything down your throat. Which common man calls sore throat? Medically, they have their names. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I heard God's tonsillitis is healed in Jesus' name. Somebody healed of breast cancer in the name of Jesus. I curse that disease in the name of Jesus. Command diabetes to live forever. You must leave your body forever. High blood pressure, you are healed. I couldn't move your fingers, move your fingers, move them again, move them, flex them. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Everyone with a complicated case in your womb, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Every man with a low sperm count, couldn't perform, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Hemorrhoid is gone in Jesus' name. There's someone you forget and you get absent-minded, you are healed in the name of Jesus. As I'm talking now, you are restored fully in the name of Jesus. There's someone you breathe, you don't breathe with your two nostrils at the same time. If one is open, one will be closed. For the first time, the two has popped open. For years, if you are breathing with one will be close. For the first time, the tumor, there's someone with an accident, and you can't bend since the other accident. Now bend and touch your toe. When God speaks, when he speaks, all no pain. Touch your toe, no pain. You are healed in Jesus' name. Not in Port Harcourt, they brought somebody on a stretcher with no strength. You're lying down. You're a lady, lying down. Lady, get up and walk in the name of Jesus. You are so tired, they brought you. You are the one, you are lying at the back of where you are, not in Port Harcourt. But when God speaks, all, just get up from that foam they kept you. You'll be shocked. You are made whole in the name of Jesus. Get up. Sit down and walk. In the name of Jesus. Move those legs if you can't move them. Move those legs if you can't move them. Miracles are happening everywhere. Drop your walking aid and walk. Drop your walking aid and walk. Drop your walking aid. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed. Drop those brushes and walk in the name of Jesus. Arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will touch you.
Rise and be healed.
Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. Arise in your soul. Arise in your soul, rise and be healed in the name. victory. As an act of faith, do what you couldn't do before. You don't sit and I say, God, heal me. If you couldn't stand up, stand up. While you stand up, God will hit you where you are. That's the act of faith. Do anything you couldn't do before. Please take that to the back. They must all not come to the front. The ones who have healing, then you bring forward. Amen. Pastors, you do your work. Take them. Take the ones who are okay. Not that they bring everyone to the front. Hold that, Mama, please. Take her to sit down.
Fill me through this fruitful man.
Take anyone back. See this, Mama, how she power does it allow. Nobody told her to drop her crush. She dropped it.
Thou art my see. Hold me with.
Where the healing streams that flow. Lift your voice and worship. While we are singing, miracles will be happening. Somebody blind can see now. In the name of Jesus. Listen carefully. We are not done yet. We just take some testimonies and I come back to minister on the communion. Funny enough, it's very funny. As I come, he said, give them communion. I didn't tell it to serve. I just turned back and I saw communion. That means God, I will tell you a testimony that will humble you. For those who have terminal cases, we'll serve you communion at the end. You will be free. We'll take some testimonies and I come back. Don't stop singing while they are taking testimonies, low tone, because miracles will be happening even while they are singing. So yesterday they said the woman was blind. The more they were talking, the more the eye was progressing. So some people, as we are singing, there will be progression. They said the more they talked to her, the more they were talking to her, the more the healing was progressing. It was just going from one level to another. The man at the beautiful gate, as they lifted him, the Bible says his ankle bones were stretched. So it was just getting from one level to another. For the healings that have taken place, let's tell God thank you. Well, I thank him in the name of Jesus. And then we'll take testimonies.
Hallelujah, doctors. Please, you have testimonies, come to the left and to the right, and your testimonies will be taken. Doctors, please.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Doctors, please.
Hallelujah. 23 years ago, this woman developed osteoarthritis. Now, osteoarthritis is a degenerative disease, just as you have wear and tear in a vehicle needing replacement. So she had osteoarthritis affecting both knees, and they needed the replacement. People of God, this is supposed to be a wheelchair miracle. She's supposed to be seated so as to alleviate the pain. Because the more she's standing on an osteoarthritic knee, the more the pain. The pain could be so high, because when I asked her, I said, in the scale of 1 to 10, can you rate this pain? She said 9. A pain of 9 over 10 is a very severe pain, and she has been with this pain for 23 years. But she even used this walker to support herself so that she could not fall over. While God's servant was ministering, she just dropped the walking aid and began to move. The pain that she have had for 23 years is no longer there. That's a miracle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's a creative miracle. We give Jesus the praise. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is a man of God. He said he came into this healing school with severe waist pain. But right when the ministration was going on, the pain completely vanished. He's made whole. He can't feel the pain anymore.
Pains are gone. Next.
Praise the Lord, church. This young lady came into the healing school today, unable to walk or stand on her own without this walking aid. Her mother is here and says that she developed difficulty with walking 4 years ago. And she's just turning 13 years old. So the problem kept progressing and the knees became deformed to the point that this little girl could not stand or walk. And while the message was going on, I saw her. She connected with everything the man of God was saying. And when he asked people to step out in faith, she dropped this walking aid and she can now stand and walk without it. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. In 1 minute, please, may we hear you, Mom. Please tell us exactly what happened.
My daughter here was born normal. But we now noticed 4 years ago, she couldn't walk properly. Her nails started bending. To the extent last day, it was so severe that she couldn't go to school anymore. The knee became, as in, it turned into a knock knee. So we had to start treatment on her. For the last time, she couldn't go to school. It was this Monday she started schooling. So I had to bring her to the healing school because she couldn't. She came in with this aid. She couldn't walk without it. So I had to bring her to healing school. She came in with it, and the power of God has hit her. I have come to return all the glory to God.
Jesus is Lord. Please come back.
Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Charles, don't cry, baby, don't cry. Don't cry. Do you want God to perfect? Don't cry. In the name of Jesus, I command strength into your legs. Command the legs straightened perfectly. Don't cry. Why are you crying? Do you want healing or you want to cry? Stop crying. In the name of Jesus. Strength. Move that leg. Do like this. 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 Now move. Move freely. Move freely. Move freely. Walk. 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 Turn back. There you go. On your own. Go. Go, go on your own. Go, that's the end.
Praise the Lord, church.
This man standing here shared with me that he's been an hypertensive patient and he was non-compliant with his drug. So 3 weeks ago, he realized his BP was so high and he couldn't stand up to walk. Standing beside him is his wife. His wife said he has been walking with this aid. Even with the aid, she still has to support him. But right in this healing school, the power of God has touched him. He can walk without this aid. He's totally made whole.
It's made all, yes. God bless you.
Church, this man right here is a policeman. Last year, he was involved in an automobile accident and dislocated his hip joint. He could not walk and as a result, could not also go to work. He was brought here by his brother, aided. But right now, during the administration, the power of God touched him. He can walk without an aid.
He can walk without an aid.
God has done it.
Hallelujah. Yes, next.
Children of God, this lady shared with me that for the past 3 months, she suffered stroke. What in medical parlance we call cerebrovascular disease. In her case, it was a left hemispheric stroke with right hemiparesis. In other words, the stroke affected the left side of her brain with weakness on the right half of her body. She could not walk properly. She could not use her right hand to write. Neither could she use it to even eat food. She said she came to the healing school yesterday. The power of God touched her. She got healed. She did not come here to testify because she said she wanted to check herself. She went back home. She could do those things she could not do. She could walk swiftly now and she could use those hands, both hands, very, very well. She's made whole.
Completely healed of stroke. Jesus is Lord. Yes, hallelujah. God bless you, yes.
Hallelujah, church. What God does for one, He does for all. Since 2019, this lady had a stroke, and because of that, the left side of her body was affected. She couldn't lift up her left hand. She couldn't use her left leg. Even the side of her face was affected. But while God's servant was ministering, the power of God touched her. What she couldn't do for over 4 years, she's lifting up her left hand. She's able to walk unaided, and God has healed her.
Hallelujah. God is healing stroke. In case you came here with stroke, you'll be healed also in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, church. This is a recreational miracle. This is the mother of this 2-year-old child. She said she was born prematurely. And aside from that, when she was given birth, she was sent to the special care baby unit for further treatments. They told her that the child had a fracture or a complication around the hip, and as such, she will not be able to walk. Since then, she has been in and out of the hospital. At 1 year, normally, a child is expected to walk. But for this child, she has had delayed developmental milestone. That is what, when other children smiles or walk or crawls at certain ages, this child was not able to achieve all that with her mates. But right here in this healing school, for the first time in her life, she has not walked before. She has not been able to move the leg before. The mother acknowledges that for the first time in 2 years, she stood her up. She was able to stand. The pastor also examined her. She stood unaided. She could now move her limbs that were flaccid. She could do things she has not been able to do since 2 years.
That's a creative miracle.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. This brother says he's been hypertensive for a while. And on the 7th of January this year, he developed what is called a cerebrovascular accident, which means that he had a stroke. And that resulted in the inability to move the left side of the body. But while the ministration was going on, this man has stood up on his own. He can lift his hands. He can walk. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Jesus is healing stroke. Next.
Church, this young man shared with me that 4 years ago, he was attacked by hoodlums very early in the morning on his way to church. He was attacked. They used axe to hit his shoulder. And from that point, he had experienced severe pains and had been unable to lift up that hand. Right in this healing school, the power of God touched him. He could lift that hand up without pain. He has never done that
pain
for 4 years.
Gone. Yes, God bless you, next.
People of God, this young lady had what we call hemoglobinopathy. Her HB genotype is HBSS. So she developed a complication that is known as avascular necrosis of the head of femur. Now, what this means is that she had an abnormality in the hemoglobin, in the red cell. So when the cell becomes deoxygenated, it will sickle. Now, because of the blood supply to that head of femur is supplied by just one artery, no collateral supply. So when this red cell becomes sickle, they can cause an impairment to blood supply to that head of femur. And the moment the head of femur is denied blood supply, it will die off. And when it dies, the only solution is a hip replacement. Otherwise, she's going to have pain for life. 7 months ago, she had this complication and have had recurrent pain. Unable to walk freely. Whenever she walks, she has what we call antalgic gait. Because she's trying to lift off that leg where that pain is to place it on the leg without pain. In this meeting, the power of the Lord have hit this leg. She said that the pain that she have had for 7 months duration is no longer there. Hallelujah.
It's a creative miracle. Completely healed.
Church, praise the Lord. This man you are seeing here is a pastor from Winners Chapel. He came here yesterday expectant. He had a growth, physical growth on his waistline for the past 8 years. He said yesterday during the ministration that the growth fell out. In fact, that he was looking for the growth, he couldn't see it. He now found that the growth was in his trouser, stuck there. But right in this service, the growth is completely healed. Even the position where the growth was, is nothing to be found about. He's perfectly made whole to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
You can see the growth on his pen. The growth is physically here. It's not perfectly made whole. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Hebrews 4:12. The scalpel had gone to chop it off. It fell out. That's creative. Jesus is Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yes. Next.
Church. Our God is really doing amazing things. This young lady from birth has always had one of her nostrils blocked. So she operates breathing on just one. You can know how discomforting that can be. During the ministration, right in the service, the power of God hits her and the nostrils have popped open. Now she can breathe freely.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, church. This young lady standing here with me shared that she has been suffering from abnormal uterine bleeding. In her case, she has been bleeding for more than 2 months. I know her case because she's a patient in the facility where I work. Last week, she even came. We've given her drugs, but all to no avail, the bleeding did not stop. But right in this healing school, she has gone to check herself. The bleeding has completely dried up.
Bleeding completely dried up. The doctor is also a witness. Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. This brother shared with me that for 5 days now, he has had a strange cough that when he takes a deep breath, he chokes and he has to cough repeatedly, and that even some other people in the house can testify about that problem. Even last night, it was so bad, he says, that he came in this morning without having adequate night rest because of how disturbing that symptom was. Right here in this healing school, the power of God has touched him. He has checked himself and there is no symptom of that cough anymore. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Completely healed. Yes, next.
Church, this is amazing and it's marvelous. This is the younger sister of this lady. She said this is her elder sister and she grew up to know that her elder sister she couldn't appreciate any sound. And as a result of that, while growing up, she wasn't able to go to school. They all went to school, but the elder sister here couldn't go to school. She wasn't able to hear. She couldn't hear properly. She was deaf. She has been deaf since birth. You can imagine her age, over 40. But for the first time in over 40 years, the younger sister is acknowledging that she can now hear sound. I examined her. I made a sound. I clapped. And she was able to clap the number of times I clapped for the first time in over 40 years. May I please you repeat after?
Hallelujah. She's hearing now.
Praise the Lord.
God has given her brand new ears. He will also meet you in Jesus' name.
But in 2016, this man developed a stroke that affected the left side of his brain, resulting in paralysis of the right side of the body. In fact, he said he had residual damage. Apart from that paralysis, his mouth was deviated to the other side of the body. In fact, he said that he has shared a testimony of what God have done somewhere. But as he entered into this meeting, this healing school, that he noticed that the deviation of the mouth to the other side is not normal. And that power has begun to enter. Because yesterday when I observed him, I noticed that the right side was weak. But now he can lift. Sir, please, can you lift? Can you lift? And that is a miracle. Praise the Lord.
I know his case very well. As a matter of fact, when it happened, it was me Papa sent to go and minister to him. I know his case. I know. So if he has testified about this, it's truly a miracle. It is not something to doubt. I know his case very well. Jesus is Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Church, praise the Lord. This young lady you are seeing here with me, she came in here with severe pains, generalized body pains, radiating all her body. But she says she came in here expectant. During the ministration, all the pain shattered. She cannot raise her hands. She can move her body to the glory of God. All the pains is nowhere to be found.
Pains completely gone. All pains in your life will also leave in Jesus' name.
The great physician has performed a bloodless surgery in our midst. She is a minister of the gospel and she was present in the healing school yesterday. The servant of God gave a word of knowledge concerning people with masses, palpable masses that it was going to be shattered on this altar. She has had a mass in her abdomen for the last 25 years following a complication of a surgery, cesarean section she had 25 years ago. And she says that she could feel it before coming to church yesterday. But in this place, that mass has disappeared. She was reluctant to share it, went home, observed, and had to come today to show what God has done for her. Hallelujah.
Mass completely gone. Amen. Jesus will do yours for you in Jesus' name.
There was a word of knowledge from the man of God stating that there was somebody that was healed of abnormal ringing sensation in the ears. This lady had had for 32 calendar years abnormal ringing sensation, what is called tinnitus in her ears. She's completely made whole. The ringing sensation is gone. Then she also had pain on the left knee joint. The pain is also squashed.
Completely, yes.
Hallelujah, church. This lady has had a palpable mass in her abdomen for over 1 year. It was the size of her fist. It was painful. But while the servant of God was ministering, the power of God touched her. The mass totally disappeared. I've examined her. There's no trace of the mass.
Mass gone, yes. God bless you.
Church, praise the Lord. When God does to one, he does to all. This young lady standing here with me also came here with a palpable mass on her left abdominal wall. She said during the ministration, she began to look for that mass. That mass is nowhere to be found. Right now, as I speak with you, the mass is completely gone. She is perfectly made whole.
God is healing people of masses and yours will also follow in Jesus' name. Yes?
This boy is 9 years old. In September last year, he developed what we call chronic osteomyelitis. Now, osteomyelitis is infection of the bone with the discharge of pus substance. So because of that, on both legs, he was unable to walk, he was unable to move. The mother is the one that caters for him, has taken him to one of the teaching hospitals in this state. They have exhausted all the funds that they had. This boy cannot move, so the mother backs her since she doesn't have automobile to drive. They brought him to this healing school yesterday. The power of the Lord touched him. They came out, and he was still unable to move. While Papa was ministering and taking people's testimony, he started moving. So I asked the mother to take him home so that she can confirm and bring him today. The mother took him home, brought him back. All of the sinuses where he was draining pus all dried up completely. This boy is not moving. There's no pain. Can you move? That's a miracle.
Hallelujah. He couldn't do this for
6 months period.
For 6 months period, he couldn't do this. Now he's moving, all the pus are dried. This is a creative miracle. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Praise the Lord, church. This man shared with me that for the past 6 months, he has been having heaviness in his head and lower back and low back pain. And this has been so discomforting that most times when it comes, he has to hold his head. He came to that pain in this service. But while God's servant was ministering, God's power touched him, everything has disappeared. He can do all he couldn't do for the past 6 months.
Completely healed of pain.
Praise the Lord, church. This brother shared with me that he sustained an accident 2 years ago, and that resulted in low back pain with sciatica, meaning there was referred pain down the left lower limb. But right in this service, he has been touched and all of those symptoms are gone.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are too many people. Please, the medical team and pastors, hear them. If you take one more like this, we'll not be able to go. Just hear them and then take the striking ones that are very striking. Let me bless the communion. And then you can continue. While they are waiting, just hear them. Collectively, just hear all. So when you want to take, you know the ones you take. Let me bless the communion. Because we have 12 o'clock prayers. Allow them to sit. If it's possible, those of you who are not sick, who are just sitting down, can get up for them. We want to share testimonies for them to sit down and they hear them. Medical team and pastors, please hear them. Just hear. Everybody take testimony. There are some testimonies that are very straightforward. Just take them. Praise the Lord. All pastors, please hear them and the team of medical team. The medical team. Now, in John chapter 6, verse 50 and 51. A young man is in this meeting, a pastor. I don't want noise anymore. Please, let people sit down. Just hear them. So we know. Save our time. Then you know the ones you will take. The ones who write, you write. You can stand where you are. Pastors, everybody, just take testimony. Everybody, take testimony. Saves time. We can't keep all these people standing here. We won't go today. In case they've not taken your own, please, it's important. Don't say, we didn't take my own. No protocol. Just carry them like five people. Take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more person is talking, another person is talking, another person is talking. But listen, let me minister, please. Everybody, listen carefully. A man of God, I was just studying in early hours of the morning. We're in United States, Pennsylvania. And then while I was studying, I've read that scripture over and over. I don't want noise, please. Can you help me? While I was studying, light came from John 6, 50 and 51. I didn't know that morning there was a problem that God wanted to solve himself. I saw light came out from the pages of scriptures. In John 6, 50 and 51. And a young man here, a pastor who has his own ministry, sent message to my wife that is in the hospital gasping for breath because of a complicated heart issue. While she came to me and showed me the test, and I called him on phone, he could barely talk. To talk, he was gasping for breath. He's here. In this, he was, look at him there. was gasping for breath. So I said, Pastor, don't talk again. Just look, sit down. Just look at the scripture. All I want to do is to look at the scripture. This was the scripture I read to him. Please, anywhere you are, listen. No noise. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. That means communion has power to destroy dead. To avoid doubt, say, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. That means death has no power over the man who takes communion. And the bread that I give is my flesh. To avoid doubt, he said, this bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Life came from there. And I just saw light that the communion has power to shatter dead. And that day, I had to tell him, say, take the communion, whichever thing you had. On the spot, not gradually. Heart has packed up. On the spot. In less than 1 hour, he was discharged. Now, if there be anyone that the death has been sentenced on you, as you partake, all churches prepare communion. If you are watching online, prepare any non-alcoholic beverage, and biscuit, cake, bread, anything used. Don't have to go and look for anything. Anything that is a point of contact. Your faith is what makes it work. I declare the name of Jesus as to partake of the flesh and Jesus Christ right now. Whatever wants to destroy you, cancer inclusive, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. The life of Jesus will restore you back to life. You'll be free right now. In the name of Jesus. That same day, another pastor was gasping for breath. They said the pastor was gasping. I said, give him the same communion. The same day. I said, God, no. This pastor too got healed. Two pastors the same day. Today, in the name of Jesus. And even if you are about to die, as you partake of his life, flesh and blood, death is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hear the son, hear me well, from the same John. When Ebola, this deadly disease they call Ebola. Ebola came, ravaged Nigeria. A medical doctor was in the hospital, a sentence. And hear this, a medical doctor from this church, without knowing that his colleague had Ebola, when he died, used bare hands because he was a colleague. That was resuscitated. Instead of wearing gloves, just went because a colleague had a primary contact with him. You know, that is death sentence. So the doctor, the nurse, and the cleaner were members of this church. They are members still now. Are members of this church. They had primary contact with the doctor. And Ebola is more deadly when the person dies. So the people from Bayelsa and the three members from here were on death roll. And they sent me tests, the ones from Bayelsa. I said, sir, we are 20-something persons, all connected, both son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, children, grandchildren, who are primarily, you understand now, so we are to be wiped off. Sir, please pray for us. They are not members of the church, but they sent me tests. When I saw the test, tears came down and I shut the door. I said, Jesus, if you were here, 20-something persons can't die. There must be an answer. What do I do? While deep meditation, he said to me, John 6:54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. Now listen. Eternal life is God's zoe. It is God's kind of life. Let me ask you. That was the scripture I used. All of them with medical proofs to save time, including the doctor. Not one person had fever. Ordinary fever. WHO came and said it has never happened in that's the medical proofs. WHO said it has never happened in the history of medicine where somebody who had primary contact with an Ebola patient and not even fever. It has never happened. All of them tested negative. They are alive to today, all of them. Now listen. Let me ask you. It said, whoso eateth my flesh. It said, whoso eateth bread. So don't think that your eating is bread is your faith. It said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. That means you have God's kind of life. You have what? Let me ask a question. Can you have God's kind of life and that disease remain in your body? All of you. Can cancer stay in God's kind of life? Can diabetes, HIV stay in God's kind of life? Can that disease, name the name, can it stay in God's kind of life? If it cannot stay, in the name of Jesus, whatever is in you that cannot stay in Jesus is cursed in the name of Jesus. Name that sickness, it cannot stay in his life. That was the same scripture I used for all the people that had COVID. All the people that had COVID, we ministered that scripture. Not one person that did not get healed. In Minnesota, a young man had COVID and was carried to ICU, himself and his friend. He was able to call us. The friend could not call us. The friend died. But he who called us, who said, even in your death state, find any communion. He was with the last strength he had, he was ministered to. He's alive till now. That's how powerful the communion is. You are not just taking something as snacks. He said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood. See it as his flesh and blood. Don't say, is it not bread? They gave you something they call tablet that look like chalk. You believe it. Why do you believe the doctors and don't believe Jesus? He said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood. He called it his own flesh and blood. Can that sickness be in him? I repeat, can that disease be in him? I want you to pray with a holy anger before you take communion. Say, whatever is not in Jesus, as I take off his flesh and blood, it must leave me now. All of you pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone with sickle cell, I command as you take off his flesh and blood, your genitals shall turn to air. Everyone with cancer, that cancer will leave you forever. Whatever is the name of the disease, as you take off his flesh and blood, you are made perfectly whole. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In all churches, all centers, those of you in your own houses, you can take it. Those of you in churches, after we are done, like at the headquarters, it's at the back. Go orderly. Go what? Don't rush. They'll just give you, by faith, you take it. And it goes back for a checkup. Today, go to do a laboratory test. They have free at the headquarters. You don't pay money for genotype, sickle cell, HIV. Go there, they'll do it free for you. They have a medical lab here at the headquarters. The medical team will do it free. Don't pay money. Then come with a report and share your testimony in the evening. Is that clear? And then we just be done. Remember, you keep hearing the word of God. So when the enemy is cast out, it looks for. So some of you are healed. Don't leave yourself empty. Feed yourself with the word of God. Go and get the healing pack. Go and get the what? Go to the bookstore. Say they should give you the healing pack. At home, be read. We saw that boy. Yesterday was what happened, but today you saw it. Victory was caused, but physically, Peter, some of you are healed. But you see the manifestation. It's already happened. But so you keep looking. Are you guys going to keep testifying? All of you have testimonies. Look at the Zoom link. Send your testimonies. Put your picture, if possible, so they can see your picture better. So just take a small with your phone, take a picture for yourself, and put it so that they can know that it's not just your face can be seen for the world to... The more you testify, the more that people's faith rises. It's because of time. We will have 12 o'clock prayers. So has God been good to us? Remember, we're meeting at 4:30. Being the last night is going to be the greatest night. Jesus be glorified for all the miracles, for all the signs, for all the wonders. Shall we rise to tell God thank you? Hallelujah. Amen. In the next, Pastor Samson, you will take 3 minutes, take the testimonies, and then you say the grace. In the next 3 minutes, they just take some striking ones, and they will say grace. Amen. We'll see at 4:30. We'll see at when? 4:30. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can sit down to hear the many testimonies, and then give thanks to God one more time for His word.
Hallelujah, church. This is an amazing testimony. 2 years ago, this lady was diagnosed with uterine myoma, which is what the layman would call fibroids. Now, in her case, it was complicated, such that it was complicated with menorrhagia, which is heavy bleeding during menses, lasting up to 8 to 10 days. Also, with syncopal attacks, where she was fainting, and also she was having anemia as a result of the profuse bleeding, which was reduced blood levels, and also palpitation as a result of the anemia, which is awareness of her heartbeats. Now, when she came for the service, she was still bleeding. But while the God servant was ministering, the power of God touched her. She went to the convenience to check herself. The bleeding, all associated symptoms, completely disappeared. She's now made whole.
Praise the Lord, church. This is an amazing testimony. This lady here said she was diagnosed of having a brain tumor. And as a result, she has been in and out of the hospital. She is usually aided with her son. And as a result of that, the son is being made mockery of. They call him the mother's walking stick. She couldn't see with her eyes. Her limb, her movement, the left part of her arms, her upper and lower limbs are affected. The movement there has been impeded. She said she came into this meeting yesterday. And when she went home, she realized that she can now appreciate objects. She can now appreciate, can now see objects for the first time since this affliction started with her. She came in today. She came in and told her son that the son should not aid her. And since then, she has been seeing properly. The son is not helping her. She's moving on her own. And above all, like Papa would say, the greatest of all miracles, she has acknowledged God and she said, we should lead her to Christ. She has given her life to Christ now. She's made completely whole.
Church, our miracle working God is doing great things. For 2 years, this lady has had a disease condition we call mastalgia, which is pain in the breast. Just 2 months ago, the same breast developed an abscess. All of this is in keeping with something close to cancer. But you know our health-seeking condition in Nigeria. She probably would have been diagnosed. But she kept taking pain relief. Listen to me. During the ministration, she said, she felt that the pus that was exudating dried up. When she tried touching the breast, the pain was completely gone. Right now, she's practically massaging the breast and she cannot feel any pain. God has perfectly healed her.
Praise the Lord, church.
This young lady shared with me that for 5 years she has had a palpable mass in her lower abdomen associated with pain. But she came to this healing school with that pain, and all of a sudden the mass has completely vanished. The pain is no more there. Hallelujah.
People of God, 6 weeks ago, this gentleman developed generalized body pain. He had pain on the head, on the neck, shoulder, abdomen. He had pain on the leg region. As God's servant was ministering and quoted, God sent his word. The word that God sent have hit this man, and all the pain that he has had from the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet, they are no longer there.
Hallelujah. For want of time, I think at this juncture we just have to. Okay, let's take a lead down.
Children of God, this is a very striking testimony. This young man came in all the way from Egbema in Imo State. He shared with me that he had had trouble with his abdomen. He had been having pains, rumbling in the abdomen and all that. His father had taken me to hospital, teaching hospital particularly, and they found nothing. He said he stumbled on this book written by Papa, Wonders of His Grace. He engaged that book studiously, writing notes. 7 days ago, he went to the convenience and excreted live frog, one in the morning, one in the evening. From that moment, he had been better. He said he will come to the global headquarters church to share the testimony with the people of God. God is a miracle-working God.
Praise the Lord, church. This is an 8-year-old child, and this is the mother. The mother said she has been in distress. She was born deaf and dumb. She came into this meeting yesterday. She went home. As she was going home, she said the daughter started talking for the first time. She started appreciating sounds. When she tells her to say, Mama, she says, Mama, for the first time in 8 years.
8 years, deafness and dumbness gone, completely healed. Jesus is Lord. May we rise to our feet and give God all the praise. Let's appreciate Him. Let's thank Him for everything He has done. Lord, is it?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.